I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend is our annual celebration of hunting and fishing in the great state of West Virginia, and you need to make plans to attend. I'll tell you more about it coming up right after this. This weekend is the annual celebration of National Hunting and Fishing Days at Stonewall Jackson Resort in Lewis County. Now, if you're thinking this is kind of early, well, you're correct. The actual National Hunting and Fishing Day is a week from Saturday. But the DNR and the West Virginia Wildlife Federation, who collaborate to put this on, thought moving it back a week was appropriate, since for the last 2 years, and this year as well, the celebration falls on the opening day of archery hunting season in West Virginia. And it didn't seem right to expect sportsmen to choose between the event and hunting season. So now you have the best of both worlds. The first to ever suggest an official day of thanks for sportsmen for their efforts to sustain and restore wildlife with their dollars and their hunting and fishing ethics was Ira Joffe, owner of Joffe's Gun Shop in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. In 1970, Pennsylvania Governor Raymond Schaefer adopted Joffe's idea and created an outdoor sportsman's day in the Keystone State. Well, with determined prompting from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the concept soon emerged in the form of a bill in the U.S. Senate. In June of 1971, Senator Thomas McIntyre of New Hampshire introduced Joint Resolution 117 that authorized National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday of every September. Representative Bob Sykes of Florida introduced an identical measure in the House of Representatives. And in early 1972, Congress unanimously passed both bills. Then May 2nd, 1972, President Richard Nixon signed the first proclamation of National Hunting and Fishing Day. It has been celebrated every year since. Because the roots of hunting and fishing and our heritage here in West Virginia run so deep, we had to turn it into a two-day celebration. That originally started in the late 1970s at the West Virginia Wildlife Center and French Creek. However, it kept growing and eventually outgrew the venue there in Upshur County. It was moved to Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park, at the time a brand new state park in the Mountain State, and it thrives and grows every year to this day. Hope we'll see you there this weekend. I'll be doing my radio show, Northside Automotive West Virginia Outdoors, tomorrow live from the event, and hope you'll get in to see us sometime this weekend. Lots of activities. And you can find out more at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.